由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you've joined us again today.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
And I'm glad you are listening to this very special and important series of messages.
我们很开心你能够收听这个非常特别又非常重要的系列信息，就是认识你真正的敌人。
We want you to know everything about the real enemy.
我们希望你能够认识那些有关你真正敌人的一切事，
Even Satan himself.
就是去认识撒旦自己。
And today I want to talk to you about what makes him thrive.
今天我要分享的是撒旦的势力为什么会得以扩充。
There are so many Christians around the world today who are living a defeated life.
今日在世界上面有很多的基督徒过着失败的生活。
So many Christians around the world who are saved but unproductive.
在这个世界上面有很多的基督徒，虽然他们都得救，但是得救却没有果效。
They are perpetually spinning their wheels.
他们的齿轮不断地转动又转动，但是却徒然无功。
They know the Lord,
他们是认识主的，
but they are not going anywhere with him.
但是他们从来都没有与主同行。
And I am convinced in my own heart,
我自己的心里面是非常肯定，
that if we are ever able to peek into Satan's goal-setting program,
如果我们能够看到撒旦所定的计划目标的话，
We are going to discover that his number one goal is to make Christians ineffective.
我们就会发现撒旦的首要目标就是要令基督徒失去功能。
To keep them from comprehending and understanding and applying the word of God in their lives.
撒旦是要阻止基督徒去明白了解神的话语，并且将神的话语实践在生命当中。
Today,We continue exposing the enemy and his method of operation.
所以今日我们要继续揭穿敌人的阴谋和敌人的真面目。
And I want to focus on what really makes Satan thrive among believers.
我想集中分享一下撒旦究竟怎样在信徒当中扩张他的势力。
My text is familiar to some of you.
今日我要分享的经文可能你都会很熟悉。
It is found in Matthew 13.
这一段经文是记载在马太福音第十三章的。
In that parable, Jesus tells us what makes Satan thrive.
在这一度，主耶稣用比喻告诉我们听，撒旦为什么会成功。
It is simply this.
原来道理是非常简单的。
He wants to succeed in blunting the effect of the power of the word of God in your life.
撒旦是想要将神的话语在你的生命当中失去它原有的作用。
Hebrews 4:12 tells us,
在希伯来书第四章第十二节，圣经这样跟我们讲，
that the word of God is living.
神的话是活的。
It is alive.
神的话是生的，不是死的。
And it is active.
而且神的话是动态的。
The word of God is sharper than two-edged sword.
神的话比一切两刃的剑更加锋利。
Piercing the division of soul and spirit.
这一把剑能够刺入和剖开魂和灵。
Of the joints and the marrow.
刺入和剖开骨节和骨髓，
and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart，
亦都能够辨明心中的思念和主意。
The word of God is a powerful thing. Satan knows that.
神嘅道系大有能力嘅，撒旦呢一点系知道噶。
I meet lots of people in my travel.
喺我喺世界各地旅行嘅时候，我遇过好多嘅人。
And they get surprised when I tell them that Satan is a believer.
当我话俾佢哋听，撒旦都信神嘅，佢哋都觉得非常奇怪。
They say, "What do you mean by a believer?"
佢哋话，你话撒旦都系相信神嘅，咁样系乜嘢意思啊？
The Bible says that Satan believes and trembles.
圣经话，魔鬼亦都信神，但系却信得战惊。
He is a believer because he knows how powerful the Word of God is.
魔鬼相信神，因为魔鬼知道神嘅道有几厉害。
He knows it is powerful to change lives.
魔鬼知道神嘅道能够改变生命。
He knows that it is powerful to convict of sin.
魔鬼知道神嘅道能够让罪人悔改。
He knows that it is powerful to condemn and judge.
魔鬼知道神嘅道能够定人嘅罪并且审判人。
He knows it is powerful to encourage and uplift.
魔鬼知道神嘅道能够让人得到激励同埋鼓舞。
He knows it is powerful to forgive and restore.
魔鬼知道神嘅道能够让人得着宽恕同埋复原。
He knows it is powerful to produce fruit.
魔鬼知道神嘅道能够结出果实。
It is powerful to accomplish God's purpose in your life today.
今日神嘅道就能够帮助你完成神喺你计划生命当中嘅计划。
And that's what Jesus wants us to know from this parable of the soil.
因此主耶稣就要我哋明白呢一个土壤嘅比喻。
Some people call it the parable of the sower.
喺马太福音十三章当中呢一个讲嘅就系有人称为撒种嘅比喻。
But it's really the parable of the soil.
其实佢系一个土壤嘅比喻，多过系撒种嘅比喻。
The focus is the soil.
因为成个嘅比喻嘅重点就系土壤。
We have established in the past several weeks that Satan is not stupid.
喺过去几个星期当中，我哋睇到撒旦并唔系愚蠢噶。
Lucifer was one of the brightest and the shiniest of all the created angelic beings.
路西弗在所有受造的天使当中是最光明最灿烂的其中之一。
And he knows how powerful the word of God is.
而路西弗知道神的道是有几厉害的。
And that he cannot do anything about it.
而路西弗并没有办法去对付神的道。
He knows that he cannot change it.
因为他知道他不能够改变神的道。
He knows that he cannot water it down.
他知道他不能够冲淡神的道。
He knows that he cannot modify it.
他知道他不能够修改神的道。
He knows that it is the power of dynamite.
他知道神的道具有爆炸力。
So he does the next best thing.
充其量撒旦能够做的事。
He works on the soils in which the seed of the word of God will go.
他就是要向神的道种所落下的那些土壤来动手脚。
He focuses all his attention towards stopping the seed from being planted.
撒旦于是处心积虑地阻拦种子栽种在土壤里面。
He concentrates his energy on the condition of the soil.
于是他集中力量去影响土壤的质量。
And that is you, the recipient, and your heart and your mind.
你就是那个接受道种的人，你的心思意念就是土壤。
He does all of his work toward keeping the word of God from doing its job in your life.
魔鬼千方百计地阻止神的道在你生命当中动工。
And when it gets planted, he does everything in his power to prevent it from growing and germinating.
但是当神的道种在你心里面栽种了之后，魔鬼就要尽全力阻止它萌芽成长。
Finally, if it does grow,
但是一旦种子终究成长之后，
he works hard to prevent it from producing fruit.
魔鬼就要努力阻止佢结出果实。
I want you to think about this for a moment.
请你仔细咁样试下谂下。
Think of what the devil is doing all over the world.
试谂下魔鬼喺呢一个世界上面所做嘅一切。
Trying to stop the word of God from being effective.
魔鬼就系要阻挠神嘅道发生功效。
All he has to do is to assign one of or two of his demons.To destroy some of the leaders.
魔鬼只需要派一两个恶魔邪灵去打击教会的领袖。
And they will affect many others.
就能够影响很多的人。
In Matthew 13, Jesus tells us that the sower went forth to sow.
在马太福音第十三章那里，耶稣曾经讲过有一个人出去撒种。
Look at verse 37.
请你睇下第三十七节。
He said that the sower is the Son of God.
耶稣话，那个撒种嘅人就系神嘅儿子。
And as soon as the sower gets out and starts sowing the seed,
当撒种嘅人出去开始撒种嘅时候
，Satan goes out and work too.
撒旦亦都同时出去作工。
He said that the first type of soil is the soil.That goes on the edge of the field.
耶稣话第一种嘅土地，第一种嘅土壤就系田间嘅路旁嘅土壤。
And that is the border between two farms.
而呢一啲嘅土壤就系喺两块田之间嘅边界。
It is a place where the earth is compacted and packed up.
喺呢一度嘅土壤系比较结实同埋坚硬嘅。
It is a place where the foot and the hoof have walked many times and made the soil to be hard and compacted.
在那里经常被人和牲畜去践踏，以致泥土变得坚硬和结实。
It is a strip in the field where the soil is not prepared to receive the seed.
那个是田地的通道，原本是不预备在那里撒种的。
This is the first type of soil.
这一种就是第一种的土壤。
And when the seed falls on this hard land,
而当种子跌在这一种硬土上面的时候，
What happened?
究竟会发生什么事呢？
It stays there until the birds come and snatch it and run away with it.
这里说有飞鸟来了吃晒它们。
In Matthew 13:19, Jesus explained this part of the parable this way.
在马太福音十三章十九节，耶稣这样解释这个比喻。
The hardened soil, he said, is the person who does not understand or comprehend the scripture.
硬的泥土就是那些听见天国道理而不明白的人。
It is the person who does not understand the power of the word of God.
硬的泥土就是那些不明白神的道是大有能力的人。
Some of you who are listening to me right now don't understand the power of the Word of God.
可能各位亲爱的听众朋友，你都未必明白神的道是大有能力的。
And God wants you to comprehend that today.
而神希望你今天明白这一件事。
So what is Satan's strategy for that one?
这样究竟撒旦对不明白神的道的人有什么策略呢？
He gives us three strategies here.
他说了给我们听三个策略。
The first strategy is this.
第一个策略是
Those who have hardened hearts
对付那一些心硬的人
He goes immediately and picks up the seed off the ground
魔鬼会立即来到拾起执了地上面的种子
Those who are the type of people who get some emotional feelings when they hear the word of God
呢一度系指有一啲人听见神嘅道喺听嘅时候会有少少嘅激动。
They will get teary-eyed，
可能更加会流眼泪。
But otherwise their hearts are hardened as a rock。
但除此以外，佢哋嘅心里面却硬得好似石头一样。
Nothing penetrates them。
冇乜嘢能够穿过佢哋。
They may go to church on occasions。
佢哋偶尔会去到教会当中，
but nothing gets through to their heart。
但系冇嘢能够穿透佢哋嘅心窝。
They may read the Bible on occasions。
佢哋有时会读下圣经，
but nothing gets through to them。
但系冇嘢睇得入眼。
Here is Satan's strategy。
呢一种就系撒旦嘅策略。
First he blinds their mind。
首先佢会蒙蔽人嘅思想。
So they don't understand the word of God.
让人不去明白神的道。
Secondly,
第二样撒旦会做的事，
He tries to make them forget what they have heard as soon as they hear it.
就是撒旦要让人忘记他之前刚刚听过的道。
Why?
为什么撒旦要这样做呢？
Because if the seed is allowed to germinate, it will produce fruit.
原来因为一旦种子萌芽生长，佢哋就会结出果实。
And Satan does not like that。
当然，撒旦系唔喜欢咁样让佢哋结出果实啦。
He works hard at that。
于是撒旦尽量就喺呢一个方面下功夫。
So I want to tell you today。
所以让我今日同你讲。
That if one of his demons succeeds in removing the word of God from your mind。
如果撒旦的其中一个手下能够将神的道从你心里面拿走的话，
If the word of God is going in one ear and coming out the other，
如果神的道是在你左耳入右耳出的话，
If you are not able to apply the word of God into your business and into your home，
这样如果你不能够将神的道实践在你工作场所和你家的话，
Then you have allowed Satan to succeed.
咁样你就系容许紧撒旦去成功啦。
If he can succeed in getting you to substitute human wisdom for God's wisdom,
如果撒旦能够令你用人嘅智慧去代替神嘅智慧嘅话，
then he has succeeded.
咁样撒旦就成功咗啦。
If he can succeed in getting you to substitute counseling for the power of God.
如果撒旦能够令你去依赖人的辅导而不再依靠神的大能的话，
Then he has succeeded.
这样撒旦就成功了。
If he succeeds in satisfying your thirst for the word of God by some other fountain，
如果撒旦能够让你渴慕其他东西用他们去代替神的道的话，
Then he has succeeded.
这样撒旦就成功了。
Succeeded in what, you might ask?
可能你会问，撒旦究竟在哪一方面成功呢？
Satan has succeeded in snatching away the good seed of the gospel like a vulture.
撒旦的成功就是在于他能够好像秃鹰一样在你的心里面夺去了福音的种子。
The raven is a very common bird.
乌鸦是一种非常普通的雀仔。
You see it all the time.
你经常都会见到乌鸦。
And as soon as they see their prey, they quickly go in a twinkling of an eye and snatch it away.
而当乌鸦一见到佢嘅猎物嘅时候，佢哋就会喺眨眼之间去捕获佢。
Well, that's how Satan works.
呢一样嘢就系撒旦做嘅嘢。
First of all,He fills your mind and clutters your mind with all kinds of things so you cannot think of anything else.
首先撒旦会充满你的思想，然后就会搞乱你的思维，让你没办法再想其他的东西。
So that the seed of the word of God cannot penetrate in your mind.
然后撒旦就会让神的道不能够透入去你的思想当中。
I have known people who go from church to church.
我认识一啲人去咗一间又一间嘅教会。
From teacher to teacher，
呢啲人跟咗一个又一个嘅老师。
From seminar to seminar，
这些人参加了一次又一次的研讨会。
And they go from one place to another, but nothing is happening inside of them.
他们从这一道去了那一道，但是他们的内心却毫无变化。
Why?
为什么会发生这样的事呢？
Because Satan has convinced them that all they need is more seed, more seed, more seed.
因为撒旦企图说服他们，告诉他们，你们要更多、更多、更多的种子。
When in reality, that is not true.
但是事实却并非如此。
What they need is the plowing of the Holy Spirit to plow the soil of their hearts in order that the Word of God can be planted.
他们需要让圣灵将心里面的土壤翻起来耕耘，适合栽种神的道种。
Is the soil of your heart compacted?
不知道你今天的心里面的泥土是不是刚硬的呢？
Do you want to know how it became that way?
不知道你知不知道为什么会变成这样呢？
Here's what the Bible said.
圣经是这样讲的。
Psalm 66:18.
在诗篇66篇第18节。
If I regard a sin in my heart, my prayers will not be answered.
圣经是这样讲的，说我若心里面诸重罪业，主必定不会听。
So if there is a sin in your life and you have got that sin rationalized,
所以如果你犯了罪，你又在这里继续找借口去解释。
Then you know that your heart is compacted.
这样你就知道你的心是刚硬的。
And in this case, all the preaching and all the teaching in the world is not going to penetrate.
而在这个时刻，世界上面所有讲的道和所有的教导都不能够进入你的心。
What you need to do is repent.
你需要的是悔改。
Confess your sin.
你需要的是承认你的罪。
Because confession is that plowing of the soil, that compacted soil.
因为认罪就是将结实的泥土去爬松的方法。
If your heart is hardened today,
如果你的心今天仍然刚硬，
confession can begin to break down and shake up these hard soils.
你只要认罪就能够将那些结实的泥土翻松耕耘好。
And allows the word of God to begin to penetrate.
并让神的道是能够真正地进入你的心里面。
And then the word of God will go on and bear fruit.
这样神的道就会继续在你心里面成长并且结出果实。
And then there is a second type of soil.
让我告诉你听第二种的泥土。
The second of many ways in which your heart can become compacted is what the Bible calls the root of bitterness.
让你心里面刚硬的第二种原因，原来就是圣经里面所讲的苦毒的根。
You say, what is that?
你问，喂，苦毒的根是什么来的？
Some people have that root of bitterness so deep in their heart that they're not even able to comprehend it.
有些人心里面的苦涩藏在心的深处，连他们自己都不明白为什么会这样。
They try to deal with the symptoms.
他们尝试处理外表的症状。
But the problem is the disease.
但是问题是在于他们里面的病。
They try to deal with the fruit, but the problem is with the root.
他们尝试处理结出来的果子，但是他们并不知道问题其实出于根部。
And when the root of bitterness takes hold in your heart, there is hardness in the heart.
就是当苦涩在你心里面生了根的时候，你的心就会变得刚硬。
Bitterness will so compact your heart that your heart cannot receive the word of God.
苦毒会让你的心充满刚硬，不能够接受神的道。
Even if you read the scripture 24 hours a day, it does not help you.
就算你一日24个钟都读紧圣经，都无补于事。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我向你举一个例子。
They've discovered in one of the pyramids of Egypt a grain of wheat.
有人在埃及里面的金字塔找到一粒麦。
Scientists who found it ran a test on it.
找到他的科学家拎了那粒麦去化验。
And they said that seed must have been there at least 3,000 years.
化验的结果显示那粒麦至少可能有3000年的历史了。
It was sitting on a hard rock.
那粒麦是被留在一块坚固的石头上面的。
And it just stayed there.
但是那粒麦只是留在那里。
One person calculated that if that seed was being planted and harvested,
有人计算过，如果将嗰粒麦去栽种、去收割
，for all these 3,000 years,
经过咗三千年之后
，it would have created enough food to feed the whole world for 2 days.
呢粒麦同埋佢所繁殖出嚟嘅麦子所制造嘅食物，足足可以供应到全个世界两日的需要。
But it sat there on that hard rock.
但是那粒麦只是在那块石头上面。
Producing no fruit.
那粒麦并没有结出任何的果实。
And I pray that you be a productive believer.
今日我希望你能够成为一个有果效的信徒。
That your heart is not hardened.
我希望你的心是不再刚硬。
And if your heart is hardened, that you will confess today.
如果你的心是刚硬的，愿你今日向神认罪。
Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin.
求主去赦免你的罪。
Remove the root of bitterness.
求主去为你除去苦涩的毒根。
In order that your heart be plowed again.
好让你的心能够被主去所耕耘。
Next time when we meet again, I'm going to tell you about two other types of soils.
下次在节目当中，我会同你分享其他两种的土壤。
Until the next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。如果你对我哋基督教嘅信仰有任何嘅疑难，有任何嘅问题嘅话，或者对我哋天路导向有任何意见嘅话，欢迎你写信俾我哋。你只要写信俾我万峰，或者写信俾麦克牧师就可以噶啦。多谢你收听今日嘅天路导向，愿上帝大大赐福俾你。再会。